Okay, so we can start the meeting of November 24th. President and myself, Mr. Greenberg. Joel is here. Mr. Greenwald, I guess, is in the bathroom. He'll join us in a minute. And Mr. Zaidel, so we have a quorum. Mr. Lasker will inform me. He will join us a little bit later. The trusted attorney is with us, so we have a quorum. So let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's begin with open public comment period.
I make a motion to open the comment period. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Gill, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
My name is Stuart Islin. I live here on Tamarack Lane, been living here for over 50 years. Just very quickly about myself. I am a certified licensed professional driving instructor, among some other things that I do. And the reason I'm telling you that is because I probably know a little more about driving and the laws and the problems with driving than a lot of people. I know that speed table was put on Chestnut, what is it, 2-3 years now. I think that was a great idea. And the reason I'm here is to ask, because I don't know how it's done, what has to happen to get one of those on Tamarack Lane? Because I am tired, I am sick and tired of seeing people driving 45 miles an hour on what legally is a 30 mile an hour road, which as a driving person, I'm telling you, it should not be 30. When people see 30, they don't go 30. When you're on the Palisades Parkway and you see 55, how many of you go 55? Let's be honest, 60, 65, 70 miles an hour. Well, I'm getting tired of walking my dog and jumping up on someone's lawn because someone's tearing down Tamarack Lane at God knows what speed. I don't have to tell you how many children are in this neighborhood. I am frightened of them when they come flying down their driveways on their scooters or their bikes and go right into the street. Just as somebody is speeding on Tamarack Lane, it's frightening. What has to happen to get one of those speed tables, or more than one, throughout
Tamarack Lane? Mr. Orange, do you know the process of petitioning for a... Are you familiar with the process of petitioning for a speed table? Do you know what...
The process?
I'm saying, do you know how to explain to them how to do it later?
Tomorrow? I'll talk to him about it.
You know how it's done, like the process?
That he sends a letter
No. Okay, you know what? Okay. Go.
Basically, just very, very quickly, you have to collect, it's a neighborhood decision. Basically, you have to get letters from the
signatures,
populace,
signatures
of pretty much the residents that live on that block. And it was done also by me all the way up the mountain. We had the same problem, and basically, you get a letter written up, signed by as many people as you can.
No, Rana, let's fix it. It has to be up to 95% of the street.
There we go. Up to 95, most people. 95% of the street, and then we submit it to the engineer, I believe.
And then we see if it's feasible.
That's basically the way it's done, because there are a lot of people also who oppose the same amount of people that actually want it. There's a lot of people that oppose it, too. So that's where... kind of comes into an issue.
Yeah. So the verbiage, the verbiage can be on the verbiage, right?
No.
Well, you were just describe what it is.
Yeah. What you just said.
Yeah.
Will it share the same language that we have?
Well, again, there are people. I didn't say how many. There are people that oppose it, but
the clerk will get them.
From the clerk, ask him for from the letter that was, because again, people sign on a document. So for the verbiage, ask him for the letter that was submitted a few years ago. Just use the same language. Just change the tamarack, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it?
Yep, that is it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Mr. Orange, anyone else?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready,
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, the fuck. Oh.
No. I'd like to get people to pay attention. This is all yours. Okay, thank you. Just to segue on what Mr. Isowitz said, I recently had conversations with some of our state representatives, and it is possible for the village to lower the speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour. Okay. Would you folks be agreeable to that?
I'd love to.
It's not a Q&A.
Yeah?
It's not a Q&A.
Okay, so you don't want to answer then. Is that correct, Mandy?
Please go ahead.
I'm unwilling to answer. Okay, well, I'll just have to speak to our Assemblyman and Senator and see what the process is, since obviously you folks don't want to assist in that matter. Mr. Zeidler was nice enough to respond to several questions that I posed at the last meeting. But to at least two of the questions, the answers seemed to be insufficient as far as answering my question. The first was relating to commercial signage on village property. There seems to be quite a bit of commercial signage. Mr. Zeidler said it's not permitted. But you have signage right outside the village hall. So is there a reason sort of why that sort of disconnect appears? Any idea, Mr. Greenberg?
Don't answer.
Are you aware of what I'm talking about? Someone likes to answer. That's really terrific. Well, so obviously any law just doesn't really seem to really mean very much. Also, as far as the landscaper, Mr. Donald said that the landscaper is supposed to pick up fallen branches and cut trees that are close to the walkway, but that's not done. So I like, who supervises the landscaper? I guess they can do whatever they want. Or the contract seems to be different than what the doctor was given to me. Would you like to, were you able to get feedback after my response to you, Mr. Zeidler?
I believe I emailed you.
You did?
Yes.
And I emailed you back.
Yeah, but I sent you an email following that.
I don't recall.
Okay, take a look. Yes, it was today,
actually.
today, early in the afternoon, I sent it to you, and...
Okay, my apologies for not seeing it. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Okay, I'll take a look at it now.
Take a look at it, and,
thank you for responding.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to close the public comment period. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Good day. The floor is yours.
There was a great turnout,
for the event, like the 6 month water serve, thank you to the top down to after thing for the streaming. The holiday activation to the 25 continuous gesture, the title is scheduled to open Sunday, November 30th, and with an open reception the following Sunday, December 7th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Participating artists are Daily Confusion, painting, and model sculpture, and in the extreme painting, there will be a live music performance featuring Will with Amanda Peckler and Victor Chan. By the first month, we deserve the Alamos Art Services with a live streaming event. The New York concept 2026 is scheduled for Saturday, January 10th at 7:30 p.m. More detail will be followed in the next report. The Cedar Public Play is postponed until a later date, either in the end of winter or in the spring. And the winter 2025 exhibition is scheduled to open February 8th. With an open reception the following Sunday, February 15th. A proposed budget for the event is for $100 for the musician and $350 for the hospitality. The United States flag at the center has been replaced. I would like to the mayor and the board to approve the budget for the event. Exhibition winter 2025 for $400 and $25, the total of $750.
I'll make a motion to approve the winter exhibition 2026, my friend. You got to fix your dates.
Yes.
February
8th.
Yes, but winter exhibition 2026.
Yes.
Not 2025.
No, it's written
26. I have a paper that says 25.
The winter of 25, yeah.
All right, it doesn't matter.
Okay, but we're good to go.
Anyways, I'll make a motion to approve the winter exhibition of February 8th, 2026.
Second.
What?
Second by Mr. Greenwald, by Mr. Greenberg. All questions?
Aye.
Okay. Good to go. And I see the flag was replaced. Amazing.
The engineer was there. The town came to fix it?
Not yet.
Okay, but he came. He came by.
They put the mark. Just like
good.
Okay. Just
another thing that I would like, because it happened to be the artist wanted to the insurance for the art, and I would give copies to Mr. Bryan for advice, and just a second, I didn't give Mr. Mayor.
And Gede, for the puppet, you didn't pay yet for the puppet show, right? No, you'll pay after. You pay after, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So but if you pay, just get it. If you pay, if it's gonna be in 2020, if it's before the end of the fiscal year,
okay. I can't accept this paper. the bottom. Anyways, next.
Oh,
what else?
No, I just want to ask.
I can. The former mayor.
I know.
We're gonna fix it.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
But, okay. So
we're good.
I already give the clock. The treasurer, the copy. So the treasurer, the question to you is, this is an active policy, right?
One second, we have to pay for something now?
No, the insurance for the, that's right, you have to look the insurance for the art.
Do we have insurance for the art?
Yeah, there's a, we have in
we
the
have
past,
to check.
Okay,
we have to see what the, what's his name, if we have.
Where there are.
With John Bernard, we have to see if we have an art insurance. If we have, don't know
what we have insurance with them, but I don't know if.
Okay, we'll check. We'll check about it.
We've got a small museum.
No problem. You're good. Anything else?
That's all.
Perfect.
The first thing you looked in was
mayor.
Art insurance.
Can we do the mayor?
Yes.
Can we go ahead with the next
yes,
item?
Please. let's, okay, we have approval of the mini minutes from the village board meeting from October 27th.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
By Mr. Zeidel. All any questions, deletions, insertions, corrections? Okay, Joel, you weren't here, so I guess you'll abstain from that. So everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we have passes with four with one abstention. Okay, thank you, Mr. Orange, for the minutes. Approval of Treasury report.
Aye.
Can you read? Thank you.
Aye.
Trustee Lasker moved the resolution of the payment of general funds claim total $95,185.26 set forth on page 6 and monthly abstract dated October 23rd through November 18th, 2025, submitted and hereby approved subject to the individual ordered by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of October 31st and November 14th, 2025 are set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $11.38 and $11,716.31 respectively are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. He was the loudest. Next.
Okay. Now, new business. First of all, we have the issue of the highway agreement, which is here in front of us. This is the.
Do we have to approve more, Brian? Do we have to make a resolution?
Yes, because you've got to sign it.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the highway agreement with the town of Ramapo for 2026 for the mayor to approve.
Aye.
Do I have a second?
Aye.
Second.
Before that, maybe Brian can just give us a. Okay, can you use a short, yeah. Just a short, I see. Okay.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
Who?
Seconded by Mr. Greenwald.
Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. You all got an email from Emerald Drive. There was an overpayment of property taxes, so we need a resolution to refund the overpayment.
What's the total? We have the paper. Why is there no printed paper?
There's nothing here.
Yeah, it's not. Where is the...
Can we check to see if there was actually an overpayment?
Yeah, yeah.
We have an email
checked.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
Do we have an email confirmation?
I am looking for... There's nothing here.
There's nothing in the agenda?
Nope.
And I don't see, so I guess we'll need to wait for next month to vote on this. Okay, I guess we'll need to wait for next month.
Why can't we just do
it
in condition?
Okay, Mr.
Greenberg. No, we have here an email we got 6 days ago. Next time, if we can include the email printed.
When was
so
the, can
life.
You, can you just, what was the date of the email?
So it says that two title companies deposited to make payments, but I don't see the amount. That's the problem. So I don't think we can vote on it if we don't have the amount. I only see an email requesting a refund. I don't see
so the accounting.
The amount. I don't see an amount. I don't see what.
Was this email sent to who?
No, I was included in it, but I'm saying I don't see an amount, so I'll have to wait for next month. Next.
Okay, so unfortunately, we'll need to do this in December. As you all know, we talked about putting a stop sign in Haley and Camp Hill. Our trusted village engineer finished his work on it, so he's in favor of it. And Mr. Nugent's firm supplied us the language of a resolution, which I'll read to you now. Resolution authorizing the installation of a three-way stop bar and sign on Camp Hill Road. Just the bottom parts. Okay. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the above whereas clauses are hereby incorporated by reference as though set forth full herein. The village board hereby authorizes the town of Ramapo to complete the work required for a stop sign and sign bar to be placed at the intersection of Camp Hill Road. The village mayor or any employee or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized and directed to execute all necessary documents as approved by village council with the town of Ramapo for the work to be completed. The resolution shall be effective immediately.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Lasker.
The engineer, what?
This is what we talked about. Remember what we talked about?
Wasn't here.
Haley. Yeah.
Haley has a one-way stop. Yeah, we were going to do it a three-point stop. It's going to calm the traffic down. He did suggest, and that's in the letter also, to have a sign ahead of a stop sign ahead, so nobody said, "Oh, I didn't see the stop sign."
All three ways, or just
no, just the new ones. The new ones where we're installing, because there's already one on Haley. That one we don't have to put. The one on Camp Hill, we're going to put on both sides, and we hope things are going to get better.
Okay.
So do we have a?
I second it.
No, who seconded it?
You seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes 5-0. Mr. Orange, if you can please transmit this.
The resolution that Brian sent, his office sent, fill it out that it was voted 5, and send it to Martin Spence. Yeah. He will take care of it with the town of Ramapo.
Now let's go to AD. Another thing, Lou. Another thing that was thinking of Martin. He authorized release of
this. Built on Haley, no?
I'm sorry.
Haley has a stop sign already.
Again, this will be.
It's going to create a 3-point stop.
Yeah. So we're adding one.
We're adding two, both sides on Camp Hill.
Yeah.
The
meeting that we weren't here that was discussed. Yeah. Now. So we got Martin Spence authorized releasing some of the escrow funds for Rue development after they completed the work they were supposed to do. So we have a resolution based on that. Resolution authorizing the release of certain escrow funds deposited by Rue Development LLP. I'll skip the warehouse clauses. Now, therefore, be resolved that Section 1, the above warehouse clauses, paragraphs are incorporated herein by reference as if set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby authorizes the mayor in consultation with the village treasurer to release $52,000, the subject escrow, that would be from account B, to Lou Development. Section 3, the village board directs that $4,000 remain in escrow for 1 year from the date of completion to guarantee all work, labor, and materials with said amount to be released upon recommendation of the village engineer. Section 4, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any action and in all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 5, the resolution shall be effective immediately.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Greenberg. Any questions?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moshe, if you can just fill it out 5-0 and send it to Martin, and inform also, counting, so he can get the escrow back.
Who do I inform by the counting?
No, not accounting. Pinson. Yeah.
Accounting.
Okay. So, anything for old business? Anything for building and maintenance? Okay. Trustee period.
The signs, the tennis court signs.
Okay, let's start with Joel.
Tennis court is closed now.
One second. Joel, floor is yours. Trustee period, floor is yours.
There's more potholes coming up on Leydentown.
They're coming up.
Yeah.
And you see them popping slowly?
Yes, immediately. So, questions were this past Shabbos. When we will get the privilege to have a new pavement, a new...
First of all, potholes happen all the time.
Correct.
But so this it one, doesn't mean new roads, old roads.
They're asking.
So first,
Every time, where there is a pothole, please take a picture and email to Mr. Orange. He will contact immediately. Ramapo. Again, he loves doing this. He contact, right, Moshe? You love doing this. He'll contact Ramapo, and they will fix the pothole. Okay? And they come on time.
Thank you, Mayor. And what about
now the way? So you don't have to mix the potholes right with the wish of the road. You want to have a new road. I hear about that. The way it works is the engineer has a 5-year plan. He goes through every year after the winter. He
He checks the status of different roads.
Now, if you feel there's a road that's specifically problematic, tell him. Again, he will come after the winter.
We don't decide. We don't decide on which road comes first and second.
Yeah.
We never did that. Actually, I pushed off my road 2 years just because nobody should think I, yeah.
Mm.
But 2 years after the engineer requested to do it, because we found out Orange and Rockland want to do work. But anyways, long story short, the engineer is the one who reviews the road. You see, Northridge, they knew Ranan was buying a house, so they fixed it before he moved in. So,
thank you, Ranan.
No, it goes based on what the engineer provides. He did a 5-year plan. We will, whatever he suggests, we will follow.
But again, if you feel there's, you missed something, give him a call, send him an email. He's not going to do it now because
it's the winter. You don't know.
But April, but in April, he and his team, Byron, are going to go and look. Just tell them, take a closer look at this.
If your road is the worst road, you'll get first attention. That's how. No, but we go based on. Yeah, but we go based on.
Just talk to him. Just talk to him. See again.
Your road is also more expensive because it's a long road.
Anything else?
Tennis court.
Well, before the tennis court, Ranan has his time on the floor. Unless you're
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Tennis court.
No, I don't have anything.
Nothing about the tennis court. You're sure? Okay.
No, Mendy said it's the winter. We don't care about tennis court.
We care about the tennis court even in the winter.
Only for all the residents.
So, okay, we care about the tennis court also in the winter.
And we're getting a pickleball court.
We're not getting a pickleball court yet. But we will.
Residents keep on asking me.
I have residents who keep on asking when they're getting a tax refund.
How should I get a tax refund?
They want money back. You're asking. Residents are asking.
The governor sent him back $200.
So. No, he wants $5,000.
Yeah.
Trump is sending $2,000.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Talk about the tennis court. What needs to be done?
Still need the signs.
Okay, so
we first have to know that what happened was we want the fence fixed first, and we reached out to the company, and for some odd reason he hasn't done it yet. So we'll call him this week again.
Black Friday special is not for signage. So.
You going?
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Floor is yours. Nothing? Okay, nothing to say. Okay, office here. Moshe, anything for you?
I'm going
to
be in.
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Nugent, anything for you?
Nothing.
I believe there is a short conversation for... Okay, so you can go. But I believe there's a short conversation for a legal question. We got an email today, you included, from a resident concerning a certain property in East... Kaufman's, we talked about it.
Oh, he knows.
So no need for discussion?
It's not
okay, never mind. Okay, if that's the case, I guess there's nothing to discuss. I'll make a motion to adjourn, seconded by Mr. enthusiastically by Mr. Greenwald.
All in favor?
Oh.
Aye.
Aye. I guess one nay, and we're gonna meet again in December.
It's
going to square. There's a wedding, so. Vida wants protection deal. Okay. I believe with this we can finish.